Well, there's a lot of tragedy in the world today, and the thing I want to talk about is backsliding tragedy. I'm reading in Jeremiah 2:19, "Thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter, that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts." You know, not all who call themselves Christians are careful to walk close to the Lord. There are many who profess to be saved but live a fluctuating life of defeat. Many have lost their first love and drift in and out of the victorious life of a believer ought to enjoy. A backslider is a saved person who falls into sin or fails to walk close to God. Let's see if we can help you to spot where you are and if you have those tendencies. There's some very serious results to backsliding. First of all, it will cost you your peace. And God promises, "My peace I give you," John 14:27. And He gives clear warning that backsliding is evil and bitter. Many believers live miserable, compromising lives of unhappy defeat. Backsliding can cost you your home. You have only to read Genesis 13 to see Lot lose his family. He looked, he moved near, he entered into, and he lost his wife because he chose to stray into a worldly Sodom. Family graveyards are strewed with the results of backsliding. It also may cost you your life. If your departure from God reaches a serious Christ-dishonoring level, He warns, "For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep," 1 Corinthians 11. If your sin brings disgrace upon Christ, you may lose your life. Pastor slandering, church destroying, Christians are standing on dangerous ground. If you read 1 Corinthians 5:5, you'll see how God deals with immorality in the flock of God. Further, you can lose your place of service. A dull tool ceases to have redeeming value. Many a pastor and Christian leader and believer have lost their credibility in place of service because of sin. Many teens possessing great potential squandered in the foolish sinning that disallows their later use by God. Read 1 Corinthians 9:27 to see Paul's constant striving to stay acceptable to God as a servant. Backsliding could cause you, my Christian friend, it could cost you your church. Unconfessed sin and the drifting eddies of backsliding will put you at odds with your pastor and church disciplines. Your neglect and refusal to stay true will cause you to drop out slowly or go with a snarl from some office or business meeting. Anger, criticism, wounded feelings, and stubborn rebellion will take you away from church fellowship if you backslide. And then further, you can lose your reward. 2 John 8 admonishes you to look to yourselves that we lose not of those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. God has a full and beautiful life of victory and accomplishment for every believer. Someday all of our action will be weighed. Wasted actions and a foolish sinning will bring us tears of shame at the judgment seat of Christ. The previous thoughts that I've mentioned have made it clear that backsliding does not pay, and it has some very serious results. Before I finish chatting with you today, I want to clearly show the two main things that cause backsliding. The first is a great big word, neglect. Almost everything in life is affected by careless indifference to those things which strengthen and cause growth. Neglect causes our teeth to decay, our health to fail, our autos to break down, and the quality of our life to slip away. I see daily in the lives of many believers four neglects that are fatal. First, there's the neglect of prayer, 1 Thessalonians 5:17, we read, pray without ceasing. With great discipline, you must set aside the time and the places that you will meet with your God in prayer. The more you skimp, the more you will slip. One cannot walk close to God without taking time to get close in communion through prayer. The second area is neglect in reading your Bible. We are urged in 2 Timothy 2:15 to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Again, you need a time and a place to get alone with God and read of his will and check up on his directions for you. If you are a light food road map person, you like to get up and consult the map and let it guide you from the sources of travel. In this case, it's sources of encouragement and living for God. One must eat to stay well, and the Bible is one great source of promised strength. A third area is the neglect of witness. If your tongue is no longer praising him and seeking to tell others of his love, you become unusable and will be soon set aside. All of God's creation is to praise him, James 15:16. We've been chosen to go and bring forth fruit. If you cannot speak of him to others, you are not doing what he chose for you to do. You will surely speak of the one you love, and if you don't, you will find yourself like Peter, sitting by the worldly fires, denying Christ. Then there's the neglect of service. In 1 Corinthians 15:58, we are urged to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. If you slack up in church attendance and service for the Lord, you will always drift into backsliding. Be diligent in your service, and you will walk close to God. Another great cause of backsliding is entanglement. And I see four things there that pose great threat to believers as Satan uses his trickery upon them. Daily he seeks to engulf the child of God in the world's atmosphere. Wherever you walk, the beat of evil music assaults your ears. I was sitting in a restaurant the other day, a hamburger joint actually, and they were talking about how being here will just encourage your soul or whatever it was. And I thought, well, you could turn off that screaming woman singer that you couldn't understand one word she screamed over top of the thundering drums. Being in your restaurant might be good, but no matter how good the food, the noise would drive you crazy. The lyrics of filthy suggestion like waves beat on the wall of Christian convictions nowadays. TV's with its evil programming swears in your face and portrays the vilest evil as if it were normal. The slop operas and evening programming are anti-Christian, sprinkled with crime, murder, sex, and riotous scenes of evil. These things go on all the time. And if you are the kind of a Christian that sits around and looks at them and contemplates them all the time, then you, as a Christian, are sure, my friend, without the shadow of a doubt, to backslide. It brings an atmosphere in which Christians cannot walk with God. Well, another that causes backsliding is questionable pleasures. You got to watch what you do, friend. You're a child of God. You've been born into his family. You have a testimony to uphold. A teenage girl said to me one day, "Sir, I don't see anything wrong with soft rock." I told her she could hit in the head with a soft rock, it would hurt as much as a hard rock. Well, the believer that wants a spiritual life must not walk near to the edge of the drop-off. That which feeds the flesh will still do so, though more slowly. Contemptible contemporary music is written and sung like the world and appeals to worldly believers. Christian rock will never lift, but rather pull down in flesh-pleasing imitation of the world's style. The dance is no place for a believer. A dancing foot and a praying knee don't belong on the same leg. Present-day movies are most all trash. Also, you better know what kind of a party you're planning to attend. Repeatedly, I am told, I didn't think. Yeah, that's the problem. You didn't think. You better stop to think before you cuddle up to the things that will pull you down and ruin your testimony. Further cause for backsliding is the wrong crowd. Proverbs 2:20 commands, walk in the way of good men. You cannot run with a skunk and smell like a rose, is one of my famous sayings. Every friend you have will either lift you up or pull you down. Your close friends must be carefully chosen, for peer pressure is a powerful tool of injury to many believers. Further, many Christians are devastated by many things. Your boat, your car, your house, your sports, your money, and even your other things. The list goes on endlessly. You become entangled when things make you so busy you don't have time to worship the Lord and serve Him. Most believers are far too busy with things that one moment after death or rapture they will see were nothing but dust. The church is hindered by those who sing, all to Jesus I surrender, and hardly give the Lord an hour a week. Most have deliberately made themselves so busy they will not sacrifice to serve Christ. And then there's the results of backsliding. And that's all I want to talk about too, before I close the broadcast. Anyone can backslide. Any Christian can get away with a close walk with God. What are the results? Well, they'll be chastening from God. The writer of Hebrews warned, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every soul, every son that he receiveth. If you drift away from a life of God intends for you to live, he will bring into your life those things that will bring you back to him. Accident, sickness, job loss, family heartbreak, or something else. When you get away from God, he's going to work to bring you back. Another result of backsliding will be remorse. Your first love will be gone. Any kind of spiritual living will be tedious and boring. In Jeremiah 2:19, backsliding is called an evil thing and bitter. Once you have tasted the manna from heaven, and the garlic, the onions of the world will never satisfy. Often a backslider will pretend to be happy, but he's living in a lie. Backsliding will further bring sin's reaping. The word says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. When you backslide, the crop that comes from it will be injuresome. It also results in future judgment, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. The day will come when all of us will stand before God and have to give an account of the wasted days and years that show holes in the fabric of our accomplishments. Many will wish they hadn't made the wrong turn, listened to the wrong voice, and missed God's best for them. Well, there's a cure. Quickly, you need to confess, 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. May all make that confession as wide as necessary. If the transgression is just between you and God, there's no one else needs to know. But if it has to do with other people, cry out. And then to come back to God, forsake that which pulled you away. It may have been the rock and roll, it may have been the books, the TV, the alcohol, the cigarettes, whatever it was that dragged you down. You may even have to dump a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a certain crowd that were the cause of your slipping away from God. You have to identify the termites that chewed at your relationship with God and put them out of your sight and grasp. And then wondrously you can come back to God. The word is so very beautifully clear. Come back and stay close. Read your Bible. Go to church. Straighten out your life. Stop wasting time. Make your life count for eternity. Make up your mind that you're going to do those things that are right, those things that will enhance your testimony. Well, let me just say in closing, if you've ever been closer to Christ than you are right now listening to my words, then you're a backslider. And a backslider in heart, will be filled with his own ways. God help your back. Bye-bye.